producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar, as hard as you were working today, you get an extra helping of organic turkey this coming Thanksgiving because you've earned it. You've earned it, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's either that or, let's say, GMO salmon, which I don't think you're going to be serving it at your home.
I am not. And I'll tell you, that's one of the biggest concerns is the fact that we don't know what's in our foods. As far as, you know, the GMO aspect, you just don't know. That's one of the things that the U.S., you just never know. You can think you're eating the best food, the healthiest food, the cleanest food, and you just don't know. And that's the part that I don't get. In the land of the home, and land of the free, and the home of the brave,
you
can't know what we're eating.
The home of the FDA, the protection racket for Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, and the like. We actually opened this with stories today, Super Don and I, talking about the fact the FDA says there really is no difference, and they don't want to market GMO salmon as genetically engineered salmon because it looks the same, it tastes the same, it has the same biology. And then they're saying if they're genetically engineered plants, they're still the plants, so you can't call them GMO plants. You have to say that they're a laurate-enhanced canola oil or something weird like that. I mean, literally, they're bending over into pretzels to try and convince people of what they cannot be convinced of. There's something in the gut, in the very genetic integrity, what's left of this species, that knows that engineering food this way is wrong.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a Monsanto scientist to know that.
No, of course the Monsanto scientists aren't even eating in their products in their own cafeteria, which we've known about for years as well. And, you know, it shows the cognitive dissonance or disconnect. And, of course, the regulators and the businessmen and such that they are, it's about the stock pricing as opposed to, the salvaging of the people on the planet who will not survive that many generations more of this kind of food degradation.
Right. The sustainability of this entire movement, it's not sustainable at all. In fact, when you look at just the agricultural system in our country, it's not sustainable, but then when you start looking at the model of how it's being implemented and how it's being incorporated into our food systems, it is not sustainable for the human species. It's not sustainable for any species, except for maybe cockroaches.
They seem to be able to handle it, and, you know, Twinkie monsters that will be here long after we're gone. But, right. You know, listen, this, what do we say about this? When you go out to eat, I mean, my goodness, Jeffrey Smith, my good friend, who's, you know, the champion on planet Earth for trying to say, let's stop this GMO madness. I mean, his questions, I mean, he'll go in, if he's out and he travels a lot, if he goes into a restaurant, he's going into the kitchen. He's going to see what oils they're using, if they're using sweeteners, what are they? I mean, he's going to pin them down on genetically engineered ingredients because, you know, people don't realize how serious this is. Now, a fast food chain like Chipotle comes out and says, we are actively not serving GMOs to you, cleaning up our menu. And they're getting hammered in the mainstream press. They're pretending that there's E. coli everywhere and they can't, you know, CDC can't track down the origin of it. Their stock prices are dropping and, you know, people in the media are celebrating. And others that are just into the business side of things will say, hey, it's a good buying opportunity for Chipotle stock because it's gone down. You know it's going to rebound. I mean, the people want cleaner foods, and the fast food chains that are dying are evidence of that.
Right, and I think that when you start looking at the, again, we've talked about this before, when you start looking at the history of what makes any type of significant change, historically speaking, in any country, regardless of geographical boundaries or ethnicities, It's always when people demand it, and people demand how they demand with their pocketbooks. They vote with their pocketbooks, and I think that is how it's going to end up having to be. And time will tell, but if history is any indicator, it will be not an organization or a scientific society or a governmental body or an association, a professional association. It's going to be when the people demand something different. And at a certain point, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen because there'll be enough people that have either been damaged or enough people that are tired of being damaged or having loved ones that are damaged that they'll finally put their foot down. And we see that already happen. We already see in certain industries that already happen.
Yeah, well, in a marketplace of ideas, a marketplace of goods and services, I mean, if it were truly a free market, we've talked about the fact that, you know, there would be choice, and then you would reject the things you don't want, and those companies would fail unless they could buy the influence and the power and the force of a centralized bureaucracy, government, in other words. And what's happened is as a stronger and stronger centralized government and regulatory body exists that supersedes Democrats and Republicans, that gets stronger no matter who's voted into office, then you find that these companies that have the wherewithal, the money, the globality of it, because they're so profitable, the ability to influence the legislators and the bureaucracy itself, and they legislate themselves into a monopoly status where they are regulated. And they'll gripe about the regulations on one hand, but on the other hand, they realize they love the regulations because it stifles anybody who would dare to compete with them, for instance, on a natural way, whether it be supplements competing with drugs, or whether it be more naturally inclined doctors, physicians of any kind, versus those who are licensed allopathically and limited by that allopathic cage to do only drugs and nothing else. And so we've seen this, that kind of alters the ability for market forces to impact on, for instance, GMOs that would not survive in a real market.
Right, and we see that with the same thing in the medical industry. Robert has talked about this. If doctors were allowed to compete on an even playing ground, then the current, what they call traditional, conventional model would not work. And we know that because it's just not allowed. It just wouldn't work because people don't get better. Simple interventions that can change people's lives have dramatic improvements on their everyday comfort level. For example, digestive enzymes are supposed to be put on an acid pump inhibitor. Just a simple little change like that. The one way, which is digestive enzymes, that somebody who's looking at trying to reestablish their body's natural state, that's going to be the first and foremost thing that they're going to say, as opposed to somebody else. On the traditional side, that would first use a coating agent like Carafate and then go on to Tagamet or Zantac, and then if that doesn't work, then go on to a Prilosec or some other type of acid pump inhibitor. That model, for example, is the same thing. Those doctors, if digestive enzymes, something as simple as digestive enzymes with no side effects, with no significant cost, could make a difference in a person that quickly, that easily, within 24, 48 hours, then more and more patients would go to that doctor as opposed to the doctor, so the patients that are going to the doctor that are prescribing the H2 blockers or the acid pump inhibitors, because those patients aren't going to get better. They're going to have recurrent symptoms, et cetera, et cetera. So now when you're looking at those two markets, you're going to start seeing that there's a preponderance of individuals seeking out the doctor that's got a cheaper intervention that works faster with no side effects, with a definitive resolution, as opposed to another one who's using a more expensive option that's inhibiting the reactions of the body, preventing certain things from happening, having secondary side effects. Where is the logical individual going to go? It's going to be word of mouth. People are going to start going to that doctor that's trying to reestablish a normal balance. So it's in every industry, GMOs, medicine, same thing, mechanic. You got a good mechanic, you got a bad mechanic. People are going to go to the good mechanic because a good mechanic has faster outcome, less breakdowns afterwards. He's going to, you know, it's not going to be as expensive, and he's going to have a better result, et cetera, et cetera. They can't compete on the same level. So because they can't compete on the same level, what they do, they take the good mechanic down. They take the good doctor down. They try.
Sure.
They create industry standards that are problem. I mean, compounding pharmacy right now is unbelievable what you have to do to get IV medication or IV supplements for your patients to give intravenously. Now, when you prescribe or when you give a patient an IV vitamin C, you know, vitamin C intravenously or minerals intravenously or anything intravenously, glutathione intravenously. Normally you get them from a pharmacy. You can't find a pharmacy. They ship, they send it to you, you give it to the patient. Now they've gone to the mandate where the compounding pharmacies have to get the name of the patient, the date of birth of the patient, the phone number of the patient, the address of the patient that's coming in for an IV treatment. And then the doctor has to now send in the requisition for the IV component per patient. So every time we order a vial of something for our patients, and, you know, we're getting 20 vials of this, 30 vials of this, 40 vials, whatever it is, we have to now put down the patients, their date of birth, their addresses, their phone numbers of each individual patient that we're prescribing to the compounding pharmacy.
What are they afraid? They're going to become addicted to the IV? I mean, this is not an opiate drug.
It's vitamin C, or it's glutathione, it's, you know, minerals, whatever. It's just unbelievable. And here's the thing. If a patient is a long-term course, for example, EDT, okay, for chelation, or somebody who's minerally depleted, or one of the cancer patients we're treating, we have to get vitamin C, 10 vials of vitamin C. We have to put down the name of the patient on 10 different times to send it to the compounding pharmacy. So now look at what they're doing. If you want to prescribe a drug, you just go, your doctor prescribed it, give it to the patient, you're done. But for us to be able to now give a patient a healthy substance, the number of steps that have to go through, I'm not talking about oral vitamin C now, I'm talking about IV vitamin C, you got to write it, unfortunately, order to the nursing staff. Nursing staff has to do their normal stuff in-house. But now they have to send compounding pharmacy a list of the patient with all this information per bottle, by the way. Then the compounding pharmacy has to verify. Then the compounding pharmacy can release it to the doctor. Then the doctor gives it, prescribes it to the patient. So if you understand really what this is, the best analogy would be if you normally would go out and buy tires for your car, now in order for the tire company to sell you tires for your car, the tire company has to contact the car manufacturer. You have to give the serial number of the car. You have to give the make and model, this, that, the other. Then the tire manufacturer has to go back and make sure that the car is authorized to drive, that the VIN number is adequate, that it's got insurance on it, that it's plates are valid before they'll issue you the tires. I mean,
right.
That's
and you know what happens to the price of that $100 tire? That price becomes a $300 tire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they're creating their victims because they don't adhere to those rules and regulations. Then they're trying to take you out.
Yeah. Well, again, if they wanted to slow the growth of physicians who are doing more integrative type therapies that are bringing people back from the brink by not further intoxicating them, but by detoxifying them, by neutrifying them, this is one of the ways to slow that thing down. Make it so expensive that only a few can afford it. And, of course, put those doctors out of business as fast as possible. We got some good diet information after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lecig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with the Cig.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, every week we do advanced medicine here with Dr. Rasha Bittar. One of the ways you can get easy access to archives, going back in years now, hundreds of episodes, you go medicalrewind.com, medicalrewind.com. And Op-Ed does the notes. He picked the picture of you when you used to have a lot of hair on your head today, Dr. Bittar. He must be, I don't know what he's thinking, but good-looking picture.
Who picked that, Don?
No, we have an assistant producer, Op-Ed. He's in the Army. He's getting out of the Army soon. Young guy, he's a millennial, very bright. I can't wait for you to meet him. You'll like him a lot. But he's been helping with the show notes recently. He's doing a lot of writing and research on a lot of topics for us, and very bright guy. And he picked one of your younger pictures, so very good. I think you'll like
it. What do you mean, one of my younger pictures? I am young.
Half a century, my friend.
I'm a young whippersnapper. Still growing kid.
We are. Now, the question is, if you and I ate the same thing every day, we're into organics, clean food as such, would we respond the same way? Now, you and I both know, as healers in our own right, that we know each person that comes to us has a little bit of different needs. Now, nobody needs to eat garbage food, junk food, pesticide-laden food. Nobody needs to eat GMO foods. That's not ideal. But if we start with clean, good foods, if we call them kosher, they don't have them updated to where we would like them to be in terms of what kosher laws are written like, but non-GMO, pesticide-free, etc. There's a stunning new article based on a study that's headlined this way, Dr. Bittar: diet study upends everything we thought we knew about healthy food. And they're basically finally coming to the realization of what anybody who is a healer worth his salt would realize, that you can't give the same diet to everybody and expect they're all going to do equally well. Not everybody should be on the Atkins diet. Not everybody should be on the Mediterranean diet. Not, you know, you name the vegan diet. Everybody is unique. And that's a point that's overlooked with these diets. I guess they're just trying to sell books.
Yeah, you know, this is a topic that has come up before. We've talked about this before, and that is the difference between genotype and phenotype, or genotypic expression and phenotypic expression. And we seem to forget, again, we talked about Bruce Lipton last week, I think it was maybe 6 weeks ago, about the expression of the genetic code, or the expression of the protein. When we talk about the expression of the genetic code, what we're really talking about is the expression of the protein in response to the environmental trigger. And that's really what the phenotypic versus a genotypic component is. A genotype is a genotype, meaning whatever your genetic code is, that's your genetic code. I mean, your mother had black hair, your father had black hair, black is...
About my mother?
Right. You know, black hair is going to give you a black hair child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's different components of that depending on, you know, which type of characteristics you're talking about, whether they're sex-linked or not. But the bottom line is there's certain things that are dominant, certain things that are recessive, and if you're homozygous, heterozygous, that will define your genetic code or your genetic expression, if you will. But the phenotypic expression has nothing to do with what you have been given by your mother and your father, but more how what you've been given by your mother and father relate to the environment that you're in, or the environment within your body that you're creating, and how that manifests and is expressed. And so it's the phenotypic expression that is the key, and that's why different diets work differently for different people, because the diet now theoretically is the environmental trigger. It is what's creating the change that is creating this expression that we're seeing. And that's what people don't seem to understand when they're doing these type of book publishing and creating these type of diets. They may work great for one person, but they're not going to work great for another person. And the reason is because of that biological individuality, the genetic uniqueness that's inherent within each one of us.
But you know how difficult it is for some doctors to get past the one calorie equals one calorie? I mean, I do understand that concept of calorie as a unit of energy, all right? But when you interact with those calories in different packages, again, we get to the environment, conformity, what's causing gene manifestation difference. You know, the different foods do different things, even if they have the same caloric content. It's not the same way you're going to interact with a piece of junk food with the X number of calories and a whole food unprocessed with the same number of calories.
Right, that's exactly right. And here's the other part. The way your body responds to a certain type of food substance is going to be dependent upon that genetic and that genetic component. But that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to end up having the same problem that your mother or your father had.
Right.
So the reason I'm bringing that up is...
Wait, hold that thought. We're on a cliffhanger here, Dr. Bitar. We got to take a break. The reason you're getting that thought, we're going to get that on the other side of this break. You're listening to Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And Dr. Rashi Bittar, we're just talking about a new study acknowledging what any healer that works and doesn't do what we call medical collectivism, right? One size fits all drugs, one size fits all food, right? And, you know, two people on the same meal plan getting a completely different result. And let's just assume it's all organic, both of them, right? How is that possible? And you were talking, Dr. Bittar, very well about the genotypes and phenotypes and, of course, the gene expression and Bruce Lipton stuff, which we love. But you were getting to a very specific point. I want to get to that because I want people to understand that that is why you must find out what your body is communicating to you. Once your body is healthy enough to communicate properly, right? Because if you're gummed up on garbage like I grew up on, your body is sending all kinds of weird signals, and you're scratching your head going, I have no idea what it's saying, because it's just, everything it's saying is just, it makes no sense to me. And we want our body saying things that make sense, that we can listen to, communicate, and receive it, and then go, oh, I need to do this. I don't need to do that.
Right. I like that slogan. I can see that on a T-shirt. Gummed up on garbage. I like that.
Yes.
Or don't be gummed up on garbage. Right. The point is that everything that you just said, Robert, and what the study is showing, which it qualifies it definitely to be a moment of duh.
Mm-hmm.
That is sometimes best. Sometimes when a message comes through like this, it's sometimes best expressed with an analogy that makes it simple for people to see the thought process from where we, as healers, are looking at it from. At least to help appeal to the intellect of people that may. I mean, I'm sure some people that listen to this already got it, but there may be some of the people that are saying, "Well, how is that possible? How is it possible that you can have something that's healthy and have a response different based upon the fact that the other person's different, but the food is healthy? If it's healthy, it's healthy. How can that be different?" Well, let's talk about an example. Let's use an actual analogy. Let's say we have a person that tends to be a little bit heavier onset. Just by looking at the body habitus, you would probably suspect that they're probably a little bit insulin resistant. People that are lean, they have a hypermetabolic rate, they usually are very insulin sensitive. Now, again, I'm just using this for analogy. I know that they can be brittle diabetics, insulin type 1 diabetics.
Sure.
They can be very, very skinny. I understand that. But let's just say so there's a heavier set person and a slimmer person. They're both eating a very healthy type of diet. Please, let's say a very healthy they're having a high fruit diet, okay? Now, one person can have that sugar, and you can take 50 people across the board, and they can have a normal sugar level intake, not a high sugar level intake, not refined carbohydrates, but just a healthy, natural sugar.
From whole food sources, in other words, not refined.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they have a normal response, and then another person that may be a little bit insulin resistant, they're, even though there's a healthy, natural sugar and it's not refined, it's not all this other garbage in there, their bodies are going to tend to, the glucose levels are going to go a little bit higher, and their bodies are going to tend to have to go into a little bit of a hypermetabolic drive, try to drive that insulin levels are going to go up a little bit higher to drive that insulin into the cells, which is what the job of insulin is to do. Now, that individual, the second individual that may have that insulin resistance, they're going to benefit from omega-3 fatty acids because it's going to help them to allow their cell membranes to become more sensitive to the effects of insulin, thus not requiring as much insulin because they're more sensitive to that little bit of insulin in the body, and it helps to get the sugar into the cell. Whereas that first person, that omega-3 fatty acids, the same amount of omega-3 fatty acids, because they don't have the need in their cell membrane to be sensitive to the effects of insulin, they may end up having a different beneficial effect from those omega-3 fatty acids. Same supplement, same diet, but that diet is going to respond differently in the person because of the genetic individuality, the genetic predisposition and their biological individuality. And then they take a supplement like omega-3s, for example, and it's going to have a different effect on their bodies. Both beneficial, but both somewhat different. One, it's going to make their cells more sensitive to the effects of insulin. The other one, it's going to help to be cardioprotective or reduce the inflammatory cascade that they may have because their joints are have some degenerative joint changes or whatever the case may be. So it's going to inhibit the prostaglandins, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a different cascade. Same supplement, same benefit. I'm sorry, same supplement, same person, but different benefits experienced because they have different genetic predispositions and different biological individualities.
Yeah, and why it takes so long to figure this out, I think it comes down to the economics like we talked about. If you have a diet book, you want to sell a ton of them, you're going to have to say, this is the best diet ever, come do this, you're all going to get well, right? Until somebody goes, well, that didn't work for me. Does it mean the diet is bad? No, it just means that for you it's not appropriate. And for someone else, they will excel on it. I mean, there's going to be. And I remember talking to Diadamo years ago, the blood type diet guy. Remember him?
Right,
and
right.
Because he would upset the vegans who happened to be an O blood type, for instance. Because his observation from his father and to him, he said, listen, these tend to do better on some animal protein. And, of course, the vegans protested. No, that can't be right. He's like, listen, I'm not doing this for political. These are observations I'm reporting. If you want to be a vegan, be a vegan. But if it doesn't work for you at some point, you're having some medical issues at some point, you might want to look at what we've observed here. And I think that, you know, you overlook those observations at your own peril. Even if they don't have, let's say, definitive biomarkers, even though sometimes they do, to explain what's happening here, I think it's important to pay attention to what is actually occurring. And in an observational way, that is the basis for all science.
That's absolutely true. And I remember when that book came out, I remember reading that book, and I have seen exceptions to those rules, but generally speaking, there has been some pretty interesting correlations that we've seen using that blood type diet. Now, I don't recommend that type of diet, Robert, but they have been, because I've seen exceptions to that rule, where I've had to change people based upon the people came in on the blood type diet and they didn't do well. We made some changes and they didn't fit the rules in the book, but they ended up doing well. But as a general rule, I think that the philosophy behind it was sound. I don't know whether it clinically panned out the way it was supposed to be, but it certainly made sense. And the historical aspect and how he came up with it, and or whoever came up with it, how it's explained in the book, it makes a lot of sense. I was very excited when I read it because I was hoping that it was going to pan out the way I thought it was going to pan out. But the point you're making exactly is, I completely agree with it, because these are the types of things we have to first do is observe, and then we form a hypothesis, and then once that hypothesis has been formed, then we test that hypothesis and then see how many times does it come out to be true versus false. And that's the purest form of science. That's actually how the definition of science is. It's observation, forming a hypothesis, and then testing that hypothesis.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, that's the thing, again, I appreciated Diadamo for, you know, not being dogmatic about it either, even though the people would read it and would freak out because they take everything as dogma, and if you talk to some of these doctors, they didn't come out to say, I'm going to write a diet book so I can sell a million copies. They said, these are my observations. And then people are always looking for a gospel, don't you know? They're always looking for somebody to tell them what to do instead of look at these observations, pay attention, try them out, see what works, see what doesn't. And, you know, ultimately, we've got to be our own Sherlock Holmes in these cases. And, you know, we always encourage folks to do that. It's not that we don't want to reach out when necessary to those that can help us. But that concept of that we always have to be saved from some diet book is also not the optimal idea.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's one of those things that people are looking for the quick fix and they're looking for the solution. And, you know, I would be lying if I didn't admit that sometimes I've looked at things and seen something and thought, okay, this is going to be an answer that's going to help me and help other people, help my patients, and really hoping that it ends up being valid. And then when you test it, you don't see it to be valid. It may work great in one or two people, but it doesn't work great in the other people. In fact, my partner in the lab before we closed the lab down was very, very bad with that. He'd experiment on himself. He'd get a response, and he'd come in, and it was definitive. He was an engineer by training, so to him, you know, it was always the same way. So he'd come in and say, X, Y, and Z, this is it. And I would tell him, it's not that. And he'd argue, and this is what happened with me, blah, blah, blah. And I'd tell him, listen, you are a dynamic system, and this isn't engineering. This is not there's a reason we call it practicing medicine, and the reason we call it, you know, medicine is an art because it's artistic, and we practice medicine, and we call our patients because they have to be patient with us, because if they didn't have patience with us, they wouldn't continue coming to us. So this is not a precise science.
No, you're right. Well, we try to help out and give you some clues and share these principles. We have a question of the day. I'm not even going to play the theme. I don't want to run into the timeout with this stuff. But this is from Terry. She says, hey, Robert, Dr. Bitar, thank you so much for bringing the healing word to us. I really appreciate your show and listen to every one of them on the podcast. I have a friend who was just diagnosed with cancer after many tests and brushings. I don't know what that were negative. It's a tumor of the biliary branch to the liver. They claim it is rare and aggressive. They were successful in getting a stent in one branch, but not the other. Of course, now they want to do the big two, chemo and radiation, because they're afraid to try more surgery. I'm trying to help her support her own immune system to help resolve the issue. I was wondering about some things that you would do. Any suggestions? Thanks so much. Now, again, we're generic here because this is not our patient. She mentioned something called Cangest, which is a kind of an herbal concoction that is good for the liver. And, of course, there are 1,000 ways to get the liver functioning properly. And I think we've got to start, obviously, there. This is a cancer within the liver, is it not?
It sounds like it's one of those, when she's talking about brushings, maybe they did endoscopies and what they call the pancreatography is where they're actually going in. They go through the...
So they're taking cell samples to see what's there.
Yeah, like retrograde procedures, endoscopic procedures, and then they take samples. I think that's what she's talking about. But, you know, Robert, this is one of those type of questions. You could sit here for 5 hours, 6 hours, and still yes. not go over all the things. And it's not really it's not really doing the person justice that's asking the question to even try to attempt to answer sure. something like this. I mean, look at what Ty did with his cancer series, and that's
there's so much. Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's just that's what I would tell people. I'd tell them, go watch that series, and you see many different things that can be done, many different approaches, many different people, many different results. And, you know, cancer is one of those things that you can't just try to get one little tidbit and think that that's going to
no. But you think about if cancer is manifesting in the liver, good Lord, that's bad. Because you think about all the ways it compensates before the liver just totally gives out. It's one of the most regenerative organs we have. I'm not saying, you know, your friend is beyond repair, because the liver is an extraordinary organ that can regenerate. If you get rid of the stuff it doesn't need and give the body what it does, these are the basic concepts you can find in the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, the international best-selling book by Dr. Rashid Vitar. There's some good stuff in the book TMB and I wrote, too, called Unlock the Power to Heal. Check it out. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back, hopefully with not too much adrenal burnout, after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Well, this story could be timely, Dr. Bittar. CNN's covering a new story about adrenal burnout and giving some signs of adrenal burnout. Sometimes I think I might have adrenal burnout, even though I love what I do, but I'm relentless. I don't stop. And, you know, sometimes people got to remind me, dude, just back off a little bit, a little bit. Come on. But it's a CNN story, and they're talking about some signs, like you're drawing blanks occasionally. I don't do that very much, do I, Super Don? I do pretty well on that.
You do all right. Yeah,
thank you. Your cuts take forever to heal. Your cramps for ladies, PMS, are lethal. I mean, they're just brutal, cramping. GI tract troubles. You can't stop scratching, uncontrollable itching. That's interesting. Your dreams are downright wacky. Of course, that if you ate a pizza late at night with everything on it, that could do that. Your head pounds on Saturdays. Interesting. I don't know. Dr. Bittar, you see a lot of adrenal burnout over the years.
Yeah. You know, what I find interesting, first of all, is that adrenal exhaustion is not something that people took seriously or doctors took seriously in the conventional realm. It was always minimized. You know, people kind of ridiculed it. So that's interesting that now CNN's doing articles about talking about adrenal burnout. That last one that you said about Saturday, that's interesting. I wonder whether that's a coffee withdrawal, because Monday through Friday they're having a lot of coffee, and Saturday they don't have coffee. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
but
and maybe after a brutal
pretty much
week,
everybody could fall into adrenal exhaustion, couldn't they?
Sure. Well, I mean, listen, we're a nation who is one thing to love coffee, Super Don. It's another thing to live on it, that you wonder if the adrenals can function without it. I mean, you just wonder.
Yeah. Well, my golden triad for adrenal exhaustion, which I'm looking for, is first question is if the person has a problem getting out of bed in the morning. So they have they keep on hitting the snooze button, they just feel exhausted in the morning when they get out. Get up. Second is late afternoon, in the between 3 to 5, where they have this absolute fatigue and they need a fix, like a coffee or a donut or something. They need some kind of sugar intake, and they find that if they can recline their head even 45 degrees back in a chair, or preferably take a nap, they just feel an immense amount of relief. But the reclining 45 degrees also makes them feel a lot better. And then the third classic component is that if they miss their normal bedtime, they say half hour, 45 minutes, an hour past the bedtime, they get this second surge of energy where they want to solve world hunger and go out and organize the garage and just do all sorts of other things. So those three, if a person has all three of those, they have adrenal exhaustion. If they have two out of those three, they're pretty close to being
maybe on their way. All right. Well, listen, we've got lots of tools for it. We've talked about over the years. I don't want to go into them right now because I know that one of the things I've been talking to folks about, and there's a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to vanvcd.org. And this is the vaccinated and non-vaccinated children's data. If you have not submitted your children's data, again, it's not going to be shared. It's not sold. There's nothing like this. We're trying to collate this data for information purposes about kids who are vaccinated versus those who are not. And Dr. Pitar, do you have any reports on this already? Because people have been filling this thing out.
Oh, it's been crazy, and I'll tell you, it's impressive. The people behind this thing, whatever they did, they really came up with something phenomenal because this is a multi-million dollar ongoing real-time study, and I'll give you an example of one of the things. Anybody can go in and do the queries at the end, which I found amazing. I went in there, and I was just doing some things, and I found if you look at the vaccinated versus non-vaccinated children, the vaccinated children that were in this so far, it's because it's constantly changing, a little over 500 kids were vaccinated, 200 and some were not vaccinated. And when you look at the data, for example, the developmental milestones, more than 25% of the children that were vaccinated are behind their peer group compared to the non-vaccinated children, less than a half of 1% that were behind their peer group. Now, if that doesn't show you right off the bat, I mean,
that's significant. Yeah.
Percent versus 25%?
Well, what other markers do you have real quick? Because we've got about 30 or 40 seconds left before we got to go.
Well, I think these people that whoever came up with this, they're genius. I don't know, Robert.
That's great.
Do you have anything to do with this?
No, but I'm happy to promote it because I think anybody can access the data. That's the beautiful thing. It's open source. And it's like, you know, like our friend Brian Hooker, you know, trying to collate secret data coming out, and you're shocked. If we have this data out for everybody to use and access, what a game changer this is. And we're finding that the non-vaccinated kids are excelling past not only those life point markers, but, you know, in scholastic tests, they're ahead of their peers by far. So, Dr. Pitar, I appreciate you reminding me about that. VanVCD.org. If you haven't gone there, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Click on the banner. Take you right there. Fill it out. You can access and see what's going on when you don't vaccinate versus vaccinated kids. Dr. Pitar, thanks, my friend. Tell them what they need to know before we go.
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.